And it's just recollecting with what we were busy with. And to begin with, we start to arrive at ourselves. And maybe you notice that just arriving by myself creates the U. The U only wants me to arrive at myself. I feel my heart, my chest, my lungs. I feel down through my body, through my legs, into the earth. I continue this path, but I also feel my body, that it starts to be carried. I feel the forces which make it upright and even light. My heart feels carried, my heart becomes light, but I constantly, just my activities, relaxing towards what's below me. Let your breath react, make a little step forward, backward, or do it on the place where you stand, and just repeat. Your center, your body, your legs, the earth underneath. And enjoy what's happening. Breathe, relax. Make a step if you want to. The U, in a way, this streaming up and streaming down is another basic experience of U. Yeah? The U is the principle of countercurrents, of duality in a balance. So just slowly stream upwards. And enjoy the streaming up. And now it's like in a railway station. You just leave the train. You just take a stairway to another platform. You just enter the train. And then, you stream down again. And let go. One last time, streaming up, and just experience the U quality in it. And changing platforms, maybe it reminds us to this half circle at the end, and streaming down. And just relax your ankles, feel your feet, feel your center. Next step of the exercises is the I in the U. And for this, we just let the hands, the arms hang relaxed next to our body. And we start to contract the body. And for the first time, I use a little bit my muscles, I contract. And this brings my arms along. I'm not doing anything in my arms. I just feel that I have arms. If at all. But they just follow. I relax my body. My breath reacts and the arms just go away by themselves. Make a little step. Now we want, it's just an experiment. Now we do not contract the body so much, but just have a feeling of that the body become smaller and the arms follow. I just feel it and the contraction happens by itself. And I let go. And another little step. And now I invite you to think, just think it. But I would like to invite you that you let your body think it. Not your head, your body thinks this contract becoming smaller, and you allow it to happen. And relax. And the question is, do you feel a difference when you do it this way, or that way, or that way? in this area of your heart. Okay, a tiny little step backwards. I mean, I must make a tiny little step. You can make as big as you want. And now we do the same up there. And we contract our body and just choose the way you prefer. Yeah, I contract it. And all I do is I practice to have this contraction down there. And the arms up there follow. And then I let go. And depending on what you concentrate on, if you just start contracting with your body and then you experience, oh, the arm comes in, and then you switch into, oh, how nice is the streaming in, then the arms won't stop here. Then they just go into the, until they meet. This we do afterwards. And now the invitation is that you still stay conscious on the means you use to bring your arms in. And then this feeling of the structure of your body is so strong that in a way it gives you, it invites your arms to stop there. They could continue, but in a way this feeling expands and the arms feel it up there. But don't do it consciously. Just, yeah, try not to get lost in this nice experience of streaming in. Okay? Last time, just, and lift your arms just as high as it's comfortable for you. And then start becoming smaller in your body and only concentrate on your body. Become smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and be maybe astonished that it's so easy to have your hands up there suddenly. Don't have to work at all. And let go. The power of you, one could say. Okay. And relax. Let your breath react. These are strong exercises. They look little, but they are strong. Now we have worked with the body. Now we enter just in the streaming qualities and we pick them up with the arms. And just feel into the left and right space. Don't lose your body, but now use your arms to experience the space and invite the space to stream together from left and right. And bring your arms in. And try to get the streaming about and the arms just follow. And keep on, keep the streaming in alive. And the elbows come in, the hands start to melt into each other. And suddenly also the streaming in from left and right is felt in the whole body. And then let go, just enjoy this relaxment. And breathe. And don't allow your center to feel narrowed, because the countercurrents make it even wider, hopefully. We do it a little bit further down. The arms on the left and right. You start to invite the streaming in, and your arms are just the means to perceive the streaming in. And you let it stream in. The hands meet. The streaming in continues, brings the elbows in. The streaming in continues, makes the hands slowly melt into each other. The streaming in continues, I feel my whole body. The plane which comes into existence between left and right, through my whole body. And I'm completely relaxed and open in my middle, my center, my heart. I let go, the breath reacts. Maybe another tiny, tiny little step, or big step, or no step, whatever. And we do it in the third sphere, a little bit further down, as far as it's still comfortable for you. Just feel the spheres, left and right. Make them start streaming towards each other. Try that the streaming is moving your arms. If it doesn't work, you can help it with your arms, but Let it stream in. Let it stream left and right together. Let left and right meet. Feel free in your center. It's only currents, no matter which comes in. And relax. Now we do the same. We have done it with the arms and felt it in the whole body. Now we do it with the legs, and from there we feel in the body or whatever happens, yeah? But we concentrate on our legs, and in a way we try to challenge the streaming in that we, after we started to feel it, that the legs come closer, we slowly go up on the toes, yeah, and try to keep this streaming together alive despite of any wobbling or whatever might happen. That's the exercise. So I feel my legs, and in my legs, in my hips, in my feet, I feel the feet streaming in from left and right, and they start to be, feel as if they would be one. And then when I have this feeling, they become a little bit one leg, I go up on my toes and try to keep this feeling of streaming in alive. And then I slowly go down again and I keep this streaming in alive. Great, the feet, soles of the feet are still light. And breathe. One last time, and it's not, I can, okay, I have this streaming in, my feet or my legs start to feel as if they would be one, and then I go up and keep this, oh, they are one, like a block. No, that would be, and then I would again treat this as a sort of matter. No, I keep the streaming in alive, and the streaming in makes my legs feel in a sort of block or oneness, but I do not try to keep the block alive. This comes about by the streaming in. Let your breath free. Feel your uprightness, your body. Start the streaming in the legs, in the hips, in the feet. Didn't you succeed more or less? Never mind, you just try to keep the streaming in alive, and maybe the legs start to feel like a statue, and then go on the toes and keep the streaming in alive. Go on the toes, streaming in, and slowly come down, streaming in from left and right, meet. Feel the lightness under your soles when you are back on the floor. Let your breath react. Be proud of you. Never mind how good you did it in brackets. You just tried it, yeah? And what you tried is what brings the effect about. Great. Okay. One more important issue. That's more preparation of what's coming afterwards, but the ooh has to do with the reason why I always say we need the energies from below is not that I invite all these things, come, yeah? But in a way, we have to learn that our higher being somehow has to let go. And it's a little bit really letting go. Will it come back? Will it come back? And then it can come from this side, yeah? And then, unfold itself from within. That's why we are looking for the stream from below in us, yeah? It's not just gathering all energies which is there. We are still looking for our very much own energy, yeah? Okay, so it's just stand there, connect with your heart, and then slowly, sink down through the body. And when you enter the legs, now take up this connection that the legs just love to walk forward. And just allow them to bring you a little bit forward. But experience that an inner energy comes about which supports you from within. And you even can start shaking a little bit. Huh? And in a way, this structure, the lamp pole, yeah, it's moving in the wind, but it's not falling. It's stable. And then come back to the center. Breathe. You have done it. You have experimented it. We are just using it for the Hope U exercise now. We are going to finish with. We will do it 2 times. In your center, you stop. Connect with your center. Go down through the body. Connect with your limbs. Feel this energy which brings you forward and supports you from within. Continue to build this vessel, the bowl with your hands, with the palms of your hands, sort of pots of a rainbow. You feel the light behind. You're bent a little bit backwards. And then let the arms just rise by themselves. And now activate the streaming in, or experience the streaming in from left and right. And now we let it meet. We feel this plane, we feel this connectedness with the space above. And then this may descend in us. And the arms just show outwardly what's happening in us. And the streaming in from left and right continues. And when we reconnect with our legs, and then it naturally bends us forward again. But now we have the energy from below supporting us and the light from above enlightening us, maybe. And we let go. But enlightening us to the very down top of our toes, yeah? So the light is really through everything. We do it one last time. From the center, through me, supported from within, opening up towards the space behind, carried from behind, letting go, connected, enlivened from left and right. Enlightened from above, down to our very depths. And the realm of the heart just feels big, wide. The lungs just breathe. And let go.